Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I am going to reset, refocus coming up the next segment on the world news, the economic news, the military news, the good news that all over the country, multiple states like Utah, Wyoming, Montana, and others are saying, we're going to call the feds bluff. We're going to pass legislation saying the TSA can't break the law and molest people, and you go ahead and shut down air traffic. And it isn't over in Texas till the fat lady sings. Rick Perry's been caught in treachery. A special session's been announced. He has not put in the special session. He says only two bills, but he's still got time to add the anti-TSA groping bill. If he cared so much about this bill, he would have put this in the special session. So we're calling Perry's office and telling him he better do it, or it's going to be well known that through his minion Dewhurst, he killed this. We know Dewhurst has been caught killing it. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, with news and information, we've got some other really important news. We're seeing state Supreme Courts. It's a battle between liberty and tyranny right now. It's toe-to-toe. The globalists have committed so many crimes. They've run wild. They have stolen so much wealth, engaged in so many crimes. They've got to close the door on freedom now, because freedom and our Constitution and Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, created fail-safe systems that if we use them will checkmate the globalists. The globalists are illegitimate. That's why they're trying to socially engineer us to be able to engage in whatever activity they want, whenever they want. And I know that many of you were awake to this fact, but now is the time to reach out to everyone else we know and let them understand that we are going into a depression. It has been designed, and the globalists want to use the crisis they've created to get even more power and totally alter the makeup of our society, a rewrite, an overwrite of our system. It needs to be resisted now. The war is now. The battle for liberty is now. I'm also in the next segment going to give the number out and start opening the phones up throughout the balance of the broadcast until the last 30 minutes of the show, when Ron Paul's favorite constitutional lawyer is going to be joining us, Bruce Fein, chairman of the American Freedom Agenda, AmericanFreedomAgenda.org. He's going to be joining us to talk about Obama's promise to veto worldwide war bill rings hollow. Obama says he'll veto that congressional bill because it doesn't give him enough power. The thing basically gives him unlimited power. So that is all coming up as well. And then, of course, the state courts I mentioned, like Indiana coming out 2 weeks ago and saying, we can go in any house anytime without a warrant for any reason or no reason at all, the Chief Justice said. And that ties into this New Mexico Supreme Court lets cops grab guns during stops. Supreme Court allows police to take all firearms from law-abiding motorists during traffic stops, even though they're completely and absolutely legal. So that is coming up after the break as well. Also, DNC chair says illegal immigration is not a crime. Notice the feds throw the book at you for things that shouldn't even be illegal and create all these new extrajudicial laws for the general public, regardless of what color or race or religion you are. If you're an American, you're seen as a schmuck, as a sucker, as a cow to be fed on by these wolves. But then meanwhile, the illegals driving the wages down, voting almost unanimously in anti-gun legislation whenever they do get legalized to vote. Very dangerous precedents. We're going to be going over all of that today. And I'll go ahead and give the number out now on any of these subjects I've mentioned. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. My website's rinfowars.com, prisonplanet.com, and prisonplanet.tv. Stay with us.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I want to start going to your phone calls, interspersed with key news and information at the next segment. Coming up here in about 15 minutes. The toll-free number to join us on this live Tuesday, the 31st day of May, 2011 edition, is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Now, I want to get into the latest fight here in Texas that is a national, international fight against the TSA. We've still got a chance to pass the anti-groping bill. But resistance is victory. Other states are moving, saying they will call the feds bluff, Utah namely. We've also got incredible nanny state activity. Fireworks shows need new environmental review. Court ruling could have sweeping impact. That's in San Diego. Another report here, $4,000 fine for church in North Carolina for trimming their own tree. This is the nanny state, while the incredible crimes of the globalists just intensify. We've also got the World Health Organization admitting what we already knew. Cell phones can cause increased cancer risk. That's been known all along, and it's time for folks to go hands-free. That way it's only radio waves and not microwave radiation up close to your head. Still not good for you. We're going to be breaking all of that down today. But let me first get into this report and then part of a video report, lest you're a radio listener and don't pull up the news article and have basically lost your memory and don't remember this lie. Obama, U.S. involvement in Libya action would last days, not weeks. That was a quote. And now here we are, many, many months later, close to 3 months after the U.N. declaration, the United Nations said that it wouldn't be a war, it would be a humanitarian action. And that means attack helicopters, 2,000-pound bombs, Hellfire missiles, cruise missiles. It's now admitted that before the whole crisis began in the west of Libya, bordering Egypt, that U.S. and British special forces were, quote, advising them. They've now been videotaped on the ground with weapons on the front lines. And again, I'm no fan of Muammar Gaddafi. But the fact is they've been trying to assassinate him. They've been killing members of his family while telling us, oh, we wouldn't violate international law. We're not trying to assassinate his family. This isn't a military action. It's a kinetic action. So in your face, they've now surpassed, in all of our faces, they've now surpassed 1984 in ridiculous, obvious lies. That was the whole point of doublespeak and doublethink and Orwellianism, is that the lies were so ridiculous in the fictional book, where for 2 years they say we're always at war with East Asia. The next day, we've never been at war with East Asia. And if you say, well, you just said yesterday you were at war with East Asia, and even had the newspaper article, they would drag you off and torture you for 6 months until you were completely insane and actually believed that you've never been at war with East Asia. And that's basically the type of world we're entering into, where reality doesn't matter, and they just throw all of this in our face and don't care. But remember, Obama said we'd be there maybe a week, probably just a couple days. They never intended to just bomb them for a few days. It's a takeover. And it'll take whatever they have to do to overthrow Gaddafi and bring in their Muslim Brotherhood / Al-Qaeda Saudi Arabian-backed group. They use the same folks against the Serbs, same folks against the Russians. It never ends. And they use the same threat of the same group to put in the naked body scanners and the checkpoints and the national ID cards and the warrantless wiretapping and all of this corruption. That's why I've always said Al-Qaeda is the magic skeleton key. It'll open any door for the New World Order as long as we buy into the hoax. The minute we wake up to the stage terror, then the hoax doesn't work anymore. Now, continuing, Obama, U.S. involvement in Libyan action would last days, not weeks. ABC News. President Obama told a bipartisan group of members of Congress today that he expects the U.S. would be actively involved in any military action against Libya for days, not weeks, after which he said the U.S. would take more of a supporting role, sources tell ABC News. Well, I guess that supporting role is increasing with more and more U.S. forces landing in the country. And here's a clip from ABC News of that.
The unpredictable and dangerous mind of Muammar Gaddafi.
Oh, no.
Today, President Obama told Americans that U.S. forces may be called into military action once again, this time against Gaddafi, joining other countries trying to keep the dictator from savaging his own people.
Oh.
Tonight, we set out to answer three big questions. Will other countries like England, France, Arab nations really take the lead in Libya? Can the American military stretch so thin in Afghanistan and Iraq add another burden? And is there a chance that Gaddafi will fold, even though he's threatening retaliation? Our team has been reporting on this all day, is standing by, and we'll start with Jake Tapper.
That's
exactly
enough.
What the White
the point
House
is
expecting now.
You can watch the whole clip, and it's got the clip later in there of Obama. But the headline is, Obama, U.S. involvement in Libyan action would last days, not weeks. See, getting into a new war so oil companies get trillions more in oil, that's called stepping up. Remember Donald Trump came out and said, we need to take the Iraqi oil for the American people, as if you're ever going to get any of that oil. You pay for the military takeover, and then your oil prices go up. They were angry at Iraq going back 8 years ago because Iraq was overpumping and driving down the price. Go back to the newspapers at the time. OPEC, run by Saudi Arabia, was hopping mad because to pay off his debts, Saddam Hussein was overpumping and driving down prices. That was saving you money. By the way, remember what Dr. Corsi said a few weeks ago, a week and a half ago? He said, look for now Donald Trump to not just get a $60 million contract with NBC for playing possum with Obama on the birth certificate, but look for him to now get approval for the casinos he's trying to put in there in Chicago and Illinois. Here's Reuters. Illinois House approves bill allowing casinos in Chicago. They've got their man, Rahm, in Chicago. Interesting little coincidence, I would say, wouldn't you? So we have this report, and then we have other reports here. Footage of Western troops confirms criminality of war on Libya, violates the UN's authorization. We have another report. Gaddafi snatch squads took hundreds of men and boys from Misrata, London Independent. And maybe that's true. I'm sure Gaddafi is a bad guy. The difference here is that our supposed government tortures, secretly arrest. In the new War Powers Bill, it openly states the president can assassinate Americans in America, expanding the War Powers Act, expanding the Enemy Commissions Act, the Enemy Combatant Act, the Military Commissions Act, expanding all of that. Well, you read this article, and it's terrible. It says he may even be torturing. And earlier they claimed he ran to Venezuela, and they claimed that he had men, teams with Viagra raping women. The State Department had to admit that that was not true. They had to admit that was a lie, but the public still thinks it's true because they heard it. See, they put the big lie out and announce it for a few weeks and then quietly retract it later. Kind of like the average American still thinks Saddam was throwing babies out of incubators, even though 6 months after that war ended, they admitted it was all a PR ploy and fake. It's admitted to be a hoax. But in some polls I've seen, more than half of conservative Americans believe WMDs were found in Iraq. I've seen polls out where more than half of Americans still believe that across the board babies were thrown out of incubators. And it doesn't matter if the State Department admitted that there weren't rape teams running around raping en masse. I mean, what a PR disaster that would be. Now, they go on to talk about torture and things like this. How can they criticize snatch and grab when our government's openly pioneering it and pushing it in the modern age? How can they talk bad about torture when the good guys torture? Well, wait, Gaddafi must be the good guy then if he's torturing. See, this is the Orwellian doublethink that's going on. Gaddafi's snatch squads took hundreds of men and boys. It goes on, the lifting of the siege of the embattled Libyan city has revealed the disappearance of hundreds of people. Yeah, there was a war there. With many of them suspect victims of snatch squads loyal to the Gaddafi regime, relatives and rights workers said yesterday. And see, once they take that country over, the globalists, they'll be able to put in kangaroo courts that will indict a ham sandwich. It's just like the Hague Court is admittedly completely unfair. You don't get to call your own witnesses. Most people end up dying like Slobodan Milosevic in custody. It's just totally fake. Continuing, a desperate search has begun for the disappeared, in quotes, many of whom were reported to have been taken away to regime prisons or killed during some of the fiercest fighting of the three-month rebel uprising that has reduced parts of the city to rubble. Witnesses' accounts gathered by the independent and rights groups indicate there was a systematic attempt to kidnap men from parts of the city. Even worse, there may have been torture. And it goes on to talk about torture. Oh, my gosh. Well, wait, but torture's good. But wait, it's bad. But wait, it's good. But wait, it's bad. But wait, it's good. Federal and state courts have ruled that police can use tasers as punishment when you're chained down or when you won't give a urine sample in a hospital bed. That's standard procedure now. In fact, folks won't believe it. A search, please, judge rules, taser can be used for punishment. Torture. I've got footage in my film, Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State, of police breaking people's arms for punishment for sitting on the sidewalk in front of abortion clinics. Now, whether what you think of abortion or not, they're sitting there on a sidewalk, and the federal judge ruled We can break your arms. Bones stick out. Purple bones out of the meat. Right out. Oh, that's freedom. That's torture. That's what the good guys do. So Gaddafi deserves the Congressional Medal of Honor then. He's a great patriot.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news. Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you.
Okay, we'll go to your calls here in the next segment. I wanted to finish up with this extrajudicial tyranny. So, we have them hyperventilating over unconfirmed reports that Gaddafi has arrested guerrilla soldiers and that he may have tortured some of them. They've told a bunch of other lies that have been proven to be lies, but we're supposed to just believe whatever new garbage we're fed under these psyops. And now, coming out last Friday, Obama promises veto to worldwide bill rings hollow. And when you actually read his letter to the Congress saying he'll veto it, he says because it doesn't give him enough power and because he gets his power from the UN, as he said a month ago in that letter, saying that he went to the UN for authority instead of Congress because it builds the credibility of the United Nations. And so the ACLU's running defense on this, telling their leftist followers that a lot of times do support basic rights, who are well-meaning people, oh, Obama says no to this bill. Obama is already secretly arresting and torturing. He's already launching new wars. He's already using UN authority. And so Congress, instead of getting mad about Obama almost 3 months ago now, following the UN order and launching a new war in Libya and not even consulting Congress, instead, they run to him, and we played the Ron Paul speech Friday, five-minute speech where he said the last nail in the coffin, this is the end of the republic, this allows secret arrest of citizens, secret killing of U.S. citizens in America. Bush talked about that. Obama's people talked about that. You got Cash Sunstein saying arrest people they disagree with, the head regulations are. I mean, these are despots. And so this is all you need to know about the mainline Republicans and Democrats in Congress, is that they would go to the president and say, here is total power. And Obama says, I don't want that. I've already got it. I don't need you to give me authorization. That's like somebody running up to a tyrant and saying, Master, Master, I've opened the drawbridge for you. Everyone's asleep during the city. I poisoned the guards. Bring your army in. And the evil general says, I don't need your help, scum, and stabs the traitor in the heart. By the way, historically, that's what's done. The groups that open the drawbridge, the groups that give you the secret passageways under the city, you always kill them first because you paid them 100 talons of gold to let you into the city. Now it's going to be your city. You don't leave that same backstabber in place to take the next 100 talons or 200 talons of gold a year or two down the road to let the next tyrant in. So the House and Senate runs, and the House is the main group that passed this, runs to Obama saying, you are our imperial ruler. We are here to make the presidency into absolute dictatorship. That's not my opinion. That's the constitutional law scholars. That's Ron Paul. We've got one of the foremost scholars coming up in an hour and 3 minutes from now to break this down. And they said, Master, you are now emperor. You are now Caesar. You are now Tyrannus the Great. And Obama says, get out of my way, and just slaps him. I've got the UN. And they just servilely curl up and grovel and, yes, Master, yes, oh, yes, oh, whatever you say. I mean, this is the pathetic, boot-licking position that we've been brought down to in this country. Given the fact the Obama administration is now involved in more conflicts and has more troops deployed, he just sent even more to Iraq than any time during the Bush administration, how confident should we be that a government promise to veto the alarming worldwide war provision contained in the National Defense Authorization Act will be kept? And then Watson breaks it all down. But we do have Mr. Fine joining us to break this down, Bruce Fine, coming up later in the broadcast. In other news, dealing with the abject tyranny unfolding all over our country and all over the world, I wanted to break this down ahead of your calls. Fireworks shows need new environmental review. This is out of the San Diego Herald Tribune. So in San Diego, wants to have a fireworks display, they've got to go to a federally licensed priest. That's what these new environmental groups are, to get an assessment to say it's okay. What type of toilet? What type of house? What type of light bulb? This is the new control system. And, of course, if you're an Obama buddy or an insider, just like with health care, you get a waiver. But the point is, they admit this is a huge power grab.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, the crew did find the article from the Libertarian site where the judge ruled that tasers can be used for punishment. But you can search it yourself and find mainstream news articles where in the last few years they've said that it's basically a form of torture. And we'll put that article up on screen for everybody. Taser torture as summary punishment for noncompliance by William Gregg at the LRC blog. The official rationale for issuing tasers to police officers is that the electroshock devices represent a non-lethal alternative to use of firearm in dealing with situations that threaten the life or safety of an officer or innocent bystanders. In particular terms, however, the taser, which is proven to be a lethal weapon in many cases, has become an instrument of pain compliance. And again, I have footage, unbelievable footage, that YouTube even banned and said was too hardcore, of pro-life demonstrators and the federal judge ruling that the police can break bones and they get them in nunchucks and twist till the arm almost completely twists off and the bone sticks out. People are flopping around in pain. Cops pull billy clubs once they've broken the arm and come in for a double serving. These are sadomasochistic people in these videos. And the other cops just stand there while they're doing it. And so what was done decades ago to pro-lifers is now coming to everybody. They're going to have a system where in the future, if they get away with it, where you try to demonstrate, they're going to break your arm. And that's violence. That's an attack with a lethal weapon. That's tyranny. That's Lexington and Concord when the Redcoats came and started shooting at people. And we're trying to fix things peaceable. But the system does not have a right to brutalize you or attack you, and federal courts have ruled. If a cop in the wrong is assaulting you, you have a right to defend yourself. The courts have always ruled if a cop doesn't have a warrant trying to break their way in your house, you have a right to defend yourself. Now, the Indiana Supreme Court says no. For any reason, including no reason at all, we're coming in your house. And the next week, one of the lead sheriffs in the state said we're now going to start door-to-door gun sweeps. And it gets worse. The newspaper, speaking of the devil, out of Indiana, a great publication, New Mexico Supreme Court lets cops grab guns during stops. Supreme Court allows police to take all firearms from law-abiding motorists during traffic stops, even if the guns are legal. And I see this where people have a gun in their car and the cops freak out and take them to jail for no reason. Or you've seen the cases where people wear guns on their hips at demonstrations to point out it's legal. And cops say, I don't care if it's legal. Just happened last week, and beat the daylights out of you. Because they're intimidated by you saying, hey, you're not the only ones with the right to have force to defend themselves. Cops have the power to arrest under the citizen arrest power. We incorporate cities. We then empower a security force if we see fit that works for us. That doesn't mean now we can't have guns. Get that through your heads. Now, I know a lot of cops understand this because they've demystified guns that are around guns, and they understand the Second Amendment more than the general public. I've seen polls of 98% of cops in national polls being pro-gun. But still, many of these, quote, liberal cities, they see you with a gun, they flip out. So we've got to exercise our Second Amendment or lose it. Just like we've got to exercise our right to rally and protest and march inside capitals and get in politicians' faces. Because if we don't, next they're going to tell us that they're going to forcibly inoculate our kids, that they're going to take blood from us at checkpoints, that they're going to put their hands on our bodies without warrants, that they're going to come in our houses without warrants. Because that's what always happens throughout history 100% of the time. We know what happens in the affairs of men and women. Now, Dewhurst is feeling massive heat right now. Massive, massive heat right now. And we're going to get this article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Rob Dew, will you get this from the Lone Star Report up as fast as you can, get Kurt to, or have Matt do it? Dewhurst writes Perry to request anti-groping bill, congressional redistricting on special session call. Dewhurst has gotten such incredible heat after he was exposed by Senator Patrick and others for going around killing the bill last Wednesday that he is now under the heat going to Perry, asking him to add the bill in with the special session. So we're now forcing them. Notice Perry announced a new special session today, but didn't put in there the anti-groping bill, showing that he was never really for it. But your phone calls are having an effect. This just came out. So very, very exciting news. We're going to get that up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The fact is the heat that you've been putting on them last week, this week, is just having a huge effect, so great job. I'm going to break that down more in the next hour and give the number out to Rick Perry again, but I promise to go to your phone calls. Just finishing up, though, with Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is UN laws lobbied by the central governments under treaty, and then they lobby the states or regions. And under Agenda 21, that's how you get unified global standardization of spying devices and cameras and phones and computers. It's how you get unified banning of phosphorescent light bulbs and the mandatory fluorescent. That's how you get global standardization to ban first indoor smoking, then outdoor smoking. That's how you get standardization of toilets. It's how you get standardization of federal zoning for home inspections. It's how you get global standardization for carbon taxes. It's all open UN, Rio de Janeiro, 1992, Maurice Strong, openly stating a post-industrial world where to have any job or any business or any farm, any ranch, to build a farm, to build a bridge, to build a walkway, to build a barn, to have chickens, you've got to get government approval. And you can't demand the approval. They decide, just like thousands of companies get waivers from Obama on health care. This is fascism dressed up as liberal socialism. In my historical experience, socialism doesn't exist. It's a magical, fake, made-up, utopian idea. Fascism does. And usually it calls itself socialist. Hitler called himself a national socialist. Mussolini was first a socialist, then changed it to a fascist. And it's a select group grabbing government to then take your tax money and pay it as corporate welfare to mega corporations, who then are the only ones allowed to operate. So, fireworks show needs new environmental review. What started as a battle over fireworks show led to a sweeping legal victory Friday for environmentalists. They're just tyrants under a new name. They're goody two-shoes. Oh, I'm a tyrant, but I'm liberal, so it's okay. That could stymie a wide range of events needing city permits. From rock and roll marathon, they say it's bad for humans to be walking around, to birthday parties held at parks. Oh, yeah, they're ruling that the Amish are being shut down everywhere because dust comes up when they till the soil. But it's only being enforced on them, the idea that dust is illegal. According to the strictest interpretations of this, jumpy jumps and everything else would be subject to environmental review, including birthday parties at city parks, if this ruling stands, said lawyer Robert Howard, who represents the La Jolla Community Fireworks Foundation in the case. It's a breathtaking ruling. They've got to go pay, and if you go to the universities, it's one of the biggest groups of these environmental assessment groups, and they follow the federal regulations, and then you got to pay them a special assessment for them to come wave a magic wand and say if you can have fireworks. Superior Court Judge Linda Quinn said the La Jolla's annual 4th of July fireworks show requires evaluation. Do what? La Jolla. Annual 4th of July fireworks show requires evaluation. So if La Jolla wants an annual 4th of July fireworks show, requires an evaluation under the California Environmental Quality Act. The case filed by the Coastal Environmental Rights Foundation targeted San Diego's approval of La Jolla event by eventually drew in a broad swath of city permits. And they're now going to say you've got to have a permit for a party, anything, anywhere that's public. You can read the whole nightmare article if you want. So this is the new environmental cult that you've got to go to the priest. And then they come out in a session, if you kiss their hind end, pay them enough money, maybe then you can have an event. But wait, there's more. Here's another one out of the Christian Post, and it goes on. Church lands $4,000 fine for excessive tree pruning. A church in Charlotte, North Carolina, has been hit by a $4,000 fine for breaking the city's tree trimming regulations. City officials slapped the Presbyterian Church with a $100 per branch for excessive pruning its crepe myrtles, which is a tree brought in. The Charlotte Observer reports, the trees are cut back by the church member, and you cut them back so they grow back better the next year. I've got some crepe myrtles. Every 2 to 3 years, but this is the first time the church has been fined for violating the city's tree ordinance. And it just goes on. But the ordinance has been in place since 78, but is now being enforced across the board. So you don't trim anything without getting them out there. By the way, they use environmental rules all over the country and in Europe to not let you get the permit to put in your own solar on your house. They'll only give you the permit if you wire it in to government. If you wire it into the major power grid and then get your power back from them, the mafia is okay with you. But all over the country, they have code inspectors driving around, even retroactively, looking for windmills, looking for turbines, looking for solar grids. And boy, they pull into your house. They say, did you know you had to get a permit for that? A lot of times people in the news say, well, yeah, you wouldn't come out for a year and give me a permit. And they go, that's right. Now we're going to fine you hundreds, if not thousands. Here in Austin, it's $2,000 a day for 3-inch grass. We've documented that. For until you take that down and then you beg and you wait for me and maybe I'll come out and give you authorization to have those solar panels. Oh, my gosh. I, you know what? I mean, it's just, when does this nightmare end? When do we get these people off of our back? When does it stop? Meanwhile, the crooks in government can steal $27 trillion. They can engage in any crime they want. They can have DynCorp and Halliburton running giant child kidnapping rings. Don't believe me, just search it. You'll pull up mainstream news with it. They don't get in trouble. Government caught shipping in narcotics. Government breaking the law, surveilling us without warrants, admittedly illegal. Government molesting people. Now Homeland Security's announced they are going to have the big mobile trucks where they don't just naked body scan you. They put a scanner on your head, and then they decide if you're lying. When you're going in a high school play, or you're going into a rock concert, you're going into a big church, they pull up and they march you onto these trucks, and then their quack computer says that you are putting off brain waves or facial expressions that are evil. And here's the article. Big Sis pre-crime system to scan Americans for malintent. That's all coming up. I mean, this is a control grid of biblical proportions by a criminal state designed to suppress everyone. I mean, let's go to your phone calls. I'm just speechless at this point. Justin in Missouri, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, you may have fired the first shot heard around the country there at the Capitol in Texas. Good job on that.
Well, I just thought I went down and let my public servants know that I'm angry that the State House did the right thing and the Senate killed it. People said, well, you failed. Well, no, now other states are saying they're going to call the federal bluff. Dewhurst and Perry are in trouble on this. Dewhurst is backtracking. Good things are happening.
Got some people following suit, though. That's the main thing.
Yes, sir.
What I wanted to ask you, though, was, Aid, are you going to get on any St. Louis affiliates that you know of?
Where are you in Missouri?
St. Louis.
I am on in Kansas City, and I know one other station in Missouri. But I tell you, we're getting a lot of new affiliates. Just keep... even big marquee stations are picking us up now, so just keep calling local stations. Tell them, you know, Alex Jones is up on all the satellites. He's right there. He's on XM. Cover of Talkers Magazine in March. Fastest-growing radio show in the country. Pick up the broadcast.
Okay. And I had one final question. 2 weeks ago, Bill O'Reilly was talking about Ahmadinejad. Ahmadinejad was over there complaining that Europe and some other choice countries over there were draining the clouds before, you know, to cause drought in that area. And they just laughed at him. You know, I was curious if you heard about that or saw it.
Yeah, I did see Ahmadinejad say that. Dubai and other countries have put up the big antenna arrays like HARP. They admit it's for weather modification. Their neighbors are getting mad, saying that when the clouds come over, they ionize them, cause the water particulates to congeal, and then rain on them. And a lot of there's a actual anti-weather modification treaty passed in 77 and signed on to at the UN level by our government. So I don't know why they joke and laugh about it. The first speech the White House science czar gave 2 years ago when he got into position was about weather modification. And so, yes, there is weather warfare going on. Secretary of Defense William Cohen, April 28th, 1997, gave a speech. It was in Army Times admitting they have the weather weapons. I appreciate your call. Great points, Justin. But you're not supposed to talk about it. Let's talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I wanted to thank InfoWars for linking me on to that excellent documentary, Novo Oro Seclorum, The Slaughterhouse of Osiris. It was a documentary documenting how the Illuminati, Freemasons, and Wall Street banksters funded the communists and sent them into Russia, and all the horrors that went on there, and the fact that they when they sent them in there, that was to be used as a launching ground for world government.
Absolutely. It's on record that our government and the British government funded the Bolsheviks. It's public record. Anthony Sutton got the congressional documents back in the 70s and 80s, and wrote several books on the financing of Hitler, the financing of the communists before that. And look at what our government's setting up now. I mean, every time our criminal, illegitimate government has a chance, what do they put in other countries? They don't put republics in. They don't put democracies in. They put tyrants in. They want tyrants worldwide, so they want tyrants here.
They're building a global Soviet system, and And this should be waking up anybody. The fact that they took our manufacturing base, the jobs that support the middle class, and give it to an evil communist police state, that should be signs right there what they got coming down the road for us.
They gave them tax incentives for more than 25 years to move to China, Mexico, and other places. It's unbelievable. It's all premeditated, and now they're putting every regulation they can in to shut down what's left of our industry, while China, India, Mexico, and 160-plus other countries have to make zero carbon cuts. China builds 3 to 4 new coal power plants a week. We get no more than 2 or 3 a year, and Obama's energy czar, the head of the Department of Energy, announced 2 months ago that they are going to, quote, shut down, quote, massive amounts of coal plants, but not General Electric. The day their new regulations, not law, Congress wouldn't pass it, so Obama just said it's a regulation. Guess who got the waiver, who gets to build new ones, and who doesn't have to upkeep and upgrade them? General Electric. Just like McDonald's doesn't have to get their employees insurance. That stuff goes in at the end of the year for everybody else. It's going to devastate the economy, but that's good. That shuts us down, and then only General Electric and Walmart. We get prisons, Walmarts, military bases. That's the new America.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about a product the drug companies don't want you to know about. It's called OsteoK. OsteoK is an osteoporosis supplement shown to decrease fractures 87% without any of the dangerous side effects of medications. Calcium and vitamin D only decrease fractures by 16%. OsteoK decreases fractures an astounding 87%. Friends, osteoporosis is a deadly disease. Research shows the most effective approach for protecting your bones is not a drug at all. It's OsteoK. Manufactured entirely in America, OsteoK is available without a prescription and comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. Don't wait until it's too late, because if you have osteoporosis and fracture a hip, you have a 20% chance of dying within a year. I urge you to take charge of your health today. I cannot recommend this breakthrough product enough. Go to www.nbihealth.com or call 800-624-1416 right now. That's 800-624-1416. Start taking OsteoK.
Morning, and it's really simple. Humans behave the same, act the same throughout history. We just have more technology now. And that gives an advantage to individuals that want to expose corruption, but it also gives an advantage to those that are corrupt. And the system can hide in the complexity. That's why the bureaucrats always want to make things more and more complex to hide the corruption, the insider deals. But now they've gotten so arrogant, so hubris-filled, so much chutzpah, bravado, aplomb, whatever word you want to use for it, that Obama's now issued thousands of waivers to giant companies and personal friends that don't have to get insurance for their employees. Do you realize the magnitude of that? I mean, that's magnitude. That is incredible. General Electric can build new plants and not upgrade them, but they've got a $3 billion plant in Corpus Christi that's modern, and they won't let them turn the new coal plant on because they're not part of the insider crew. I mean, this is criminal. And all over the country, $4,000 fine. Let me get the exact amount. Yeah, $4,000 fine because you trimmed crepe myrtles. Even if you believe in that ordinance, you idiots, you're supposed to trim crepe myrtles or they die. You're supposed to trim rose bushes, moron. Oh, I'm just sick of it. I'm just so sick of it. I mean, these control freaks are everywhere. And everything they pass, the laws they pass, what they put in place. I saw a report just 6 months ago, National Australian TV. Half the land in Australia has been laid off use, just randomly. Half of whatever land you own for farming is off limits. Some people have had stuff for over 100 years, sheep farms. They say, you now can't use half of it. That's how we're going to pass our carbon credit level for the UN. And then, I've got a caller here, Sean in Australia. I'm going to go to him in a moment. I want to ask what's happening with that fight, the farmers announcing hunger strikes, people panicking, their whole way of life destroyed. I mean, just arbitrarily, you can't use half your land now because of the flatulence of your sheep or your cows. Just period. It's tyranny. They're just doing it. It's got to stop. I'm going to start the next hour and take 30 minutes of calls interspersed with a bunch of really important news I haven't even gotten to yet. And the latest very exciting news, Texas rising like a phoenix after the betrayal of last week. Your action becoming a national sensation. Other capitals need to be peacefully stormed. I almost called our video stormed. And then I said, no, let's not be too provocative. All the rest of the media called it a storming of the Capitol. People were like, you mean you can shout at your servants? Yes, they're your servants, not your masters. And if they arrest you, well, that's illustrating the tyranny. You've got to say no to them. I'm going to go to break here in a moment, but I wanted to thank some of the sponsors that made today's radio broadcast possible. One of them are the fabulous folks at eFoodsDirect.com. They've got a buy three and get the fourth free of any of their packages, any of their great line of non-GMO, non-hybrid, gourmet. The lowest price because they are the biggest, the longest continually operating. Wonderful folks. Everybody needs storable food. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Check them out today. Stuff lasts more than 10 years. It's who I buy from. Don't forget PureWaterFreedom.com. I want to tell you about PureWaterFreedom.com. You want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole fluoride, house fluoride system. All their filters are made in the USA. I know that makes globalists mad. But sorry, we're evil. Infowars.com has banners linked to them. Again, PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. The globalists don't want you to be self-sufficient. They're scum bags.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.